Now that U.S. forces are engaging the Iraqi Republican Guard south of Baghdad, American artillery will play an increasingly important role. The big 155-millimeter howitzers line up several miles behind the battlefront to support the forward infantry. For the gun crews, it's often a lonely, thankless job, but they draw satisfaction from their gun's reputation as the king of battle. NPR's John Burnett reports on the gunners of Romeo Battery, 5th Battalion, 11th Marine Artillery Regiment in central Iraq.
Sacrifice sits in a field in central Iraq, her tube pointed toward Baghdad, situated between Play to Kill and Hell's Bells. These are some of the names Marines have given to their howitzers. The gun crews play spades, write home, snooze, and wait for a mission to send shells downrange. The section chief of Gun Crew 3, which fires Sacrifice, is a 6'5" Floridian with a shaved head and a panther tattoo on his left bicep named Sergeant Lee Bronco.
Why did I name the cannon Sacrifice? There's several Marines in the battery that just got married. Several Marines that just had babies that they haven't even seen born yet also. Several Marines that have problems at home, and we just came off a deployment in December, and we got to spend 2 months at home getting to know our families again, you know, just getting back into the swing of things, and then they send us out here. So we gave all that up because they told us we got to come out here, and that's a big sacrifice like right there.
The nickname for howitzer crews are not always flattering. Among them, cannon cockers, gun bunnies, and muzzle monkeys. Says Sergeant Jerron Bell from Ohaskee, North Carolina.
That's fine, all the names, because without us, they don't have artillery better. We the muscle in this.
The howitzer is an ancient apparatus of war. Derived from the Dutch-German name for slingshot, it was invented in the 15th century by European armies to lay siege to castles. The advent of explosives made the howitzer a far more lethal weapon. Napoleon was the first military tactician to make artillery a full supporting partner with cavalry and infantry, and it has remained so right up to this war. Again, Sergeant Lee Bronco.
We've been shooting at a lot of enemy tanks and enemy artillery, enemy troops in the open, pretty much anything out there that they got rolling towards us, we've been putting rounds on them.
Targets are usually selected one of two ways. A mobile counter-battery radar station can track a single enemy shell back to an individual mortar, howitzer, or tank, or a forward observer will spot, say, an Iraqi artillery piece, and a computer calculates the exact grid location of the target. The target coordinates are then sent to a digital readout held by PFC Greg Miller, who calls them out to the rest of Gun Crew 3.
Fire mission! Four rounds! Hera, rocket on! Lot, Romeo, Romeo! Charge 7, red! Fuse, VT! Time, 5-4.0! Deflection, 3-0-6-4!
Two Marines spin hand wheels to adjust the howitzer left and right, called the deflection, and up and down, called the quadrant. While one team aims the cannon, another heaves a green bullet-shaped 100-pound shell off the ammo truck, attaches the fuse, lays it in a tray, and rushes it to the waiting chamber. The other howitzers have already begun firing. They shove a white canister of gunpowder behind the shell and slam the breech shut. The primer, similar to a shotgun shell, is inserted into the back of the breech, and everyone plugs their ears. The cannoneer pulls the lanyard. A rocket-assisted shell arcs 18 miles through the pale blue Mesopotamian sky. Two Iraqi farmers in a nearby wheat field cover their ears and drop to the ground in terror. A Cobra helicopter pilot, finding himself in the wrong place at the wrong time, lurches left, then right to avoid the hurtling ordnance. Marines on the ground hope out loud that he has toilet paper in the cockpit. A few minutes later, the forward observer reports a direct hit on an Iraqi artillery piece. The fire direction officer is pleased with all five guns in Romeo Battery.
First ones in the battalion to get rounds downrange. Awesome job.
The backblast from a howitzer sends up a cloud of sand. It jolts bones and causes eardrums to throb. A recent barrage shattered the windshields of two gun trucks. The compression wave generated by a high explosive shell is so great, Sergeant Bronco says the technical manual recommends a crew shoot no more than 12 of them in 24 hours.
It can cause mild concussions. And those symptoms could be nausea, vomiting, blood coming out of the ears and mouth, dizziness, headaches.
We shot over 30. Well over 30 that first day.
After firing three shells in quick succession, the cannoneer, Corporal Gary Reyes from Odessa, Texas, sits down on the gun trailer.
I'm feeling kind of dizzy right now. Getting muzzle blasts from them. I got a little lightheaded.
But it's only temporary. They're used to it. The 13 members of Gun Crew 3 have even learned to sleep through an outgoing artillery barrage.
It's like sleeping with your wife and she snores. You just get used to it after a while.
It can even be comforting, says a 20-year-old corporal. Sacrifice is like my mother, he says, smiling. It watches over me while I sleep. John Burnett, NPR News, with the 1st Marine Division in Central Iraq.